Hey, this is a dictation for follow visit. Darashel Johnson, D-A-R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E. Last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And date of birth 8/1987. And date of accident is 6/30/2022. Date of service is 10/25/2022. Ms. Darashel Johnson is the victim of the automobile accident that occurred on 6/30/2022 around 3:15 p.m. when she was it was a work-related accident at Amazon when a go-kart was thrown by another employee and her hand was hanging down in another go-kart when it hit her in a full force. As a result, she hit her elbow and shoulder, got injured, and then patient reported some headaches as well as with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, and pain in the area of the right shoulder, right elbow, right hand with the involvement of first and fourth and fifth finger, and pain in the neck area on the right side. Mainly all the symptoms were on the right side. Shoulder pain was around 5 or 6, and she could only elevate up to 140 degrees of abduction. She has been seen by employer physicians, and they basically fired her, and the patient is still suffering from symptoms that has not been addressed. Currently, she is undergoing physical therapy, and she reports that there is a weakness and numbness in the fingers on the right side involving first and fifth finger. Then there is a weakness of the shoulder on the right side, and she drops phone and the plates and key on several occasions. She also reports of stiffness on the right side of the upper back and the neck. The pain in the elbow is reported to be getting better. It's only one or two at this time, and so is the shoulder. Shoulder pain is 4, and neck pain is now resolving to 1 or 2. And she reports that numbness and tingling of the right arm that has been present is only on moving the neck and now raising the arm only. The pain level is only 0 to 2 now, and the ADLs are not affected gravely. 40-50% improvement has happened due to the treatment. In the system review, patient reports of headaches that are often on occupying the back of the head, and not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, balance problem, vision problem, memory problem, or confusion, disorientation, none of them. There is mild anxiety due to her being fired from the job. Pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck and the right shoulder and the right side of the neck, along with numbness of the right first and the fifth finger, and a weakness of the arm of the right side. In the GI, there is some constipation, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that there is a 40% improvement to 50% overall, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss is reported. A weight loss of 3 pounds is reported, but no other trauma. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana and alcohol for further pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. The physical examination is as follows. Is the same from previous visit of 9/22/2022, dictation number 0922-117. And diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to review the MRIs, and we already had an MRI of the shoulder that was ordered by the employer earlier, and it was done at MHP Healthcare Professional or Millennium Diagnostic Center, reporting that there is a small partial non-full thickness tear involving inferior fiber of supraspinatus tendon at its attachment at middle facet greater tuberosity, mild degenerative arthrosis of AC joint. The patient was informed about these findings and she was advised that besides physical therapy, she may benefit from steroid injections at this location. The MRI for the cervical spine is being ordered today, and the report has not come yet. The medications were provided, Mobix 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Protonix for 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 75 milligram, 50 milligram twice a day, PRN, Lyrica was provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. An EMG and nerve conduction test was ordered to identify the issue of the involvement of the nerves and rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Other than that, patient is stable. She is still going to remain off work, house replacement and transportation since there is no easy job available. And physical therapy continues 3 times per week. She was informed of chiropractic treatment. Acupuncture also can be done. Heat massage, home exercise, and biofeeds from the therapist has been requested. The patient has been advised about the treatment for shoulder by the injection, and if she decides, I can we can have an appointment set up for the procedures. Thank you.